You're catching VO Radio.
Are you a voice talent looking for feedback? Well, good news. Here at VO Radio, we have the Audition Underground.
Good golly. I'm going to keep this cool and calm and not staccato. I want to send a sincere thank you to the contributors at VO Radio for the review of my Buick commercial. I heard loud and clear, and in a supportive way, to start the conversation before I start the script. Bless you. This is Patricia M. Smith, Patricia M. at HerVoiceWorks.com.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are VO Radio.
Voiceover artist Lance DeBock.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean.
Wow, pretty good. What do you guys think?
Freaking fantastic.
Wow.
All right, so forget what I just said. You're great. We don't have anything for you.
Next, please.
Stacy, you had something?
You know, if I had to think of anything, Lance, first of all, you've got a great documentary voice. That was perfect. I guess because you're talking about the Bermuda Triangle, I mean, the only thing maybe a little more wondrous, but I was in. That's my only
comment.
Agreed.
I thought it could be a little bit more, a little more mysterious, a little more wonder, a little
dramatic,
more engaging, a little more dramatic and engaging. I mean, I think you do this already for a living, I feel like, because it's a really good read. The only thing I would say is there was a little bit too much spacing between words. It was dragged out a little too much. You could give it a little bit more point of view and your feeling about wanting to fly over there or not.
Right. Let's play it again before Deborah flies. Here we go. One more time.
Voiceover artist Lance DeBock.
For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. Also known as the Devil's Triangle, the area includes the western section of the North Atlantic. Ships and aircraft have disappeared under mysterious circumstances. More current and in-depth research has revealed that the number of missing ships and planes is proportionately no different than anywhere else in the ocean.
What do you think, Deb?
Okay, so for me, I feel a little differently. However, Diana, when you started talking on the later side, that's where I'm at more so. The reason I say more different is I think you start off, I think what everybody's attracted to is your beautiful tone. You have an absolutely gorgeous tone. It's very inviting, warm. It's really warm. And that warmth is beautiful because it's approachable. But I find after the first line, it starts getting choppy for me. And so that's where Diana was talking about that spacing. You can even see it on the wave graph. Line, space, line, space, line, space. And that becomes a repetition. That becomes redundant. And when we get redundant, we lose interest really fast. And look at today's listeners. They've got 10 seconds. I'm watching DJs do 20-second songs, not 3-minute songs. I mean, people are losing their attention span. So you have to grab them right away. My biggest thing, though, is the specs say mysterious, curious. And I do get a little bit curious, but not.
Right.
I feel it actually sounds robotic. I feel like you sound like AI, unfortunately. And although I love your warm tone, like when you said Atlantic, that's when I loved it. You had this Atlantic and it just dropped in outside of the smooth shape of your vocal. And it gave me more real, just a little bit more realistic. So I felt it was just a bit robotic. And I think you'd be amazing at doing AI voices, exactly where you just were. So if it's a documentary, which I believe this is more so, even though it says narration, there are different narrations. And for me, this is a corporate read. This is not a documentary read. If it tells you that there is geologists trying to prove the urban legend of Bermuda Triangle right there is your key word to bring in what Bermuda Triangle feels like.
Right.
Mysterious. And what does a Bermuda Triangle feel like? It feels scary. Things got lost in there. So at the Bermuda Triangle, you've got to leave our feeling. You have to feel it first for us to feel that fear of a Bermuda Triangle. Otherwise, we think it's light and fluffy and we're talking about puppy dogs somewhat or something corporate. So I would just, and then you say the Devil's Triangle. But yet you don't scare me about the Devil's Triangle. The devil is not supposed to be a positive thing. So you want to find a way to bring more feeling. And I wrote down a little more fluidity with some natural tones. So it's just a matter of not being that the space that Diana was talking about, watching that, and that will give a little bit more of that fluidity. But leave us hanging in the middle of a sentence. For many years, writers, treasure hunters, meteorologists, and geologists have been trying to prove the urban legend of the Bermuda Triangle. So now you're drawing them in, and use your microphone. You have beautiful warmth. So go in when you want to be more mysterious. Go back when you're being a little more on the professional side.
Right.
So that's my two.
That's great. Those are really cool. I mean, I'm totally with you guys on your points. First of all, being the only Charlie on the panel today, of course, is you definitely got a man's voice, if you will. We're supposed to get in touch. Everyone wants to get away with their masculinity.
Masculine voice, we
very
call
strong.
It, because we're not allowed to say man
yeah,
and women anymore.
You're right. Give me a break. You're allowed to, you get that typical John Deere, that typical man's outdoor bass. You got the strength of a man voice. You got that bass sound going on. The thing that we men talk about in casting male is we call it wooden. You don't want to sound too wooden. You don't want to sound too straightforward. Everything sounds kind of the same. So adding that emotion, adding that mystical feel, adding that little bit of a unknown, making me think in the depths of the ocean where fish we've never seen are, with the little, you know, tentacle things hanging off the bait of the fish, they can eat them, where the strobe lights going on and off, lighting up fish and going dark, lighting up fish, darkness, depth, abyss, that whole deep kind of thinking in the Bermuda Triangle, like, is what you want to bring out in your voice. You want the voice to have more of a, oh my God, shh, not now, I'm listening to this. You want to draw in the consumer, like what Deb was saying. You want me to go, wow, what's going on here? Going to what Diana pointed out, I call them natural stalls when I teach and I train. Natural stalls are, you select strategically where you want a natural stall to be, where you want the line to have a natural pause, like I just did right there. When I'm talking, I'm going to put a natural stall where I think there should be a natural stall, a small point. It isn't a beat. It may be just an upbeat musically, or it isn't a whole beat or one beat, if you're going by the, you know, 4 foot time or whatever. So there's a whole amount of proper use. So those are predictable. Your lines end, they start, they end, they start. They're predictable. So you want to allow your flow to not be choppy, but you want to allow the very small upbeat breath to happen. That gives the consumer time to retain what you're saying, visually retain what they're watching. If you're saying something like, look at these three dogs, which one do you think's the hungriest? You give them small beat to let them look at the dogs and absorb it visually, process it, and then go on it so they don't fall behind you. If you say, look at these three dogs, which dog do you think's the hungriest? Everything start, end. So that's my kind of two cents, is you got a very great voice. You obviously are experienced. You obviously know what you're doing. But like Deb and Diana and Stacey and everybody fed back, you definitely want to put a little bit more of the unknown, a little bit more of the mystical, a little bit more of the mysterious in the voice, a little more drama. You don't want to be as predictably wooden. We men tend to sound pretty much redundant. I can't tell you in conclusion how many times I've worked with, especially my Asian clients over the years, they're notorious for this. No, he told wooden. No, he like a board. He's boring. No, they want you to have that charisma. They want you to have something going on. We call it X factor. So that's kind of food for thoughts. But your read was overall a really good read. You sounded good. Right. You sound confident. You sound like you know what you're doing. This ain't your first rodeo. That's obvious. But I would definitely take all of this, listen back through it again a couple times, because Diana, Stacy's, Deb, my points are constructive and it's meant for nothing more than just to help, hopefully, take you a step even further in your career. So
if I could piggyback on something you said there, Anthony, which is super important, if this was a documentary, which is my assumption to mm-hmm. something like that, there would be visuals. And when we have visuals, when we voice for radio, say, or something that doesn't have visuals with it versus something more filmatic, this would be more cinematic.
Right.
We actually can take our time quite a bit. And I think that's what you tried to do, actually, Lance. I think you were trying to take your time.
Yep.
And that's what those dead pauses are. But you're following the punctuation so tightly. Film, we don't have to give as much voice for. In film, we can go a little more quiet, a little more intimate. That's why I say play with your microphone, go a little closer to the microphone, yep. further away. But I was saying about adding, take out that punctuation and add in your own, because you're following the punctuation so tightly that you just become one of a 90 auditions that I'm going to get out of 100
right.
that are all following the exact same punctuation. So it's not enough for us to just say, be more mysterious, because other people are going to be, and they still might not. And that might be because they're just too factual with everything. It's
right.
not, it doesn't have that charisma, which Anthony just mentioned, which is a really great word to use here to add a little bit of your opinion in this, which I think Diana talked about, and that will help us feel your thoughts. And it sounded like you knew what you were going to say versus you're saying it for the first time, even though it's your information, you're the expert. Think of what you were watching on that visual of the Devil's Triangle and then what they're going to show when they show the North Atlantic.
Right.
They give different feelings. And so we're very blessed in film, but it's hard because the visuals will paint the emotion. We don't have to work as hard as we will if there was no visuals. I just wanted to add that.
Well, no, that's great. And you know, what she's basically saying is what I kind of have been talking about for years to students. Don't be afraid to wordsmith the script to the point of where you can add your own stalls or commas. I'll tell people to physically take your number two pencil and write in a comma where you think the line is a run-on or it needs to have that slight beat, or even just take a forward slash and write in a forward slash between words and break up the dialogue, paying attention to the period marks. But if there aren't commas in there and it flows and it doesn't feel natural, make it feel natural. Make what I call take ownership of the read. So that, like Deb was just saying, when you go to an audition and you send that audition in, you're not just going through the motion. Using my favorite Christian, one of my favorite Christian songs, going through the motion. You're not just going through like everybody else is doing. Everybody's like a bunch of robots, just kind of going in line and delivering their audition. The mic's great and they sound good and their voice is awesome and they're clean, but there's nothing special going on. That X factor. If you, Deb, and Diana, and me know from casting, we're listening for what's unique about that person, what's unique about the character, what's different about that narration. If they, everybody who's trained and educated knows what to do and can read through a script to make it sound good, but what's different about it? The way you stall, the way you move your rhythm, the way you pause, the way you add emotion. So I definitely think that it was a solid read, but I definitely think that you hit on something that we all feel very passionate about. That's kind of why you hear me especially exaggerating a little bit more, because I hear that you got everything in place. The only thing I think you need to work with now is just what Diana and Deb and even Stacy and me shared, and I think it's going to boost you to the next level in your future auditions. I'd be curious to hear some. I wish I could hear some future audition when you make these changes and see how much feedback, positive shortlist you get when you add these additional comments and thoughts constructively to you. So hey,
we should pick one winner one day and bring them back.
Good idea.
You wanted to say something, Diana?
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, we're talking on the side here while Anthony was waxing beautifully about how you would be terrific for meditation, sleep stories,
right.
and also mm-hmm. HGTV voice. So
yep.
We love your warmth. Beautiful. And
I,
dad.
I could see him doing one of the Calm commercials with Jonathan Romy there.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing.
He has that hypnotic sounding feeling of just, it pulls me right in. It makes me want to go, oh man, I could go to sleepless in his voice.
Yeah,
with
calm,
a little bit of rain,
headspace.
Little rain, thunderstorm and clap behind you. But that could be a problem in all your other stuff. So 90% of everything else you do, you don't want to be flat and wooden. You be, But add that
a great
stuff.
Catchphrase for him to use in his marketing is a voice that sets you at ease.
Mm-hmm. I like it. Very so there you go. Day. That's Lance DeBock. Appreciate it. Thanks for participating in our audition underground. So we're going to wrap up.
Thanks for having Deb in your last name. Just saying, I never see Deb in the last name.
True, true.